This is Get Started with the I Love Success podcast. So what would be your best advice for them to do right now to get started on working on their dreams? It might be to come to LA to become an actor. It might be being an entrepreneur, having a family, or whatever it is.
My most academic and simplest answer to that is to write it physically down. Write without editing yourself, without hesitation, without ego or conscience or guilt, the thing that you want most in your life. Because I don't know who we're speaking to, if it was, you know, you could write, I could tell an actor, come to LA, do this. If it's somebody who's in politics, if somebody who's in sales, if it's somebody who's just a relationship that they want to work on. Right now, literally go, what do you think it is that's going to make you happy? If you're sitting there going, man, I don't want, you know, I just want, well, what is it? Say, finish that sentence. What do you want? What do you think? What's the life that you envision? What is your version of this backyard, of this house, of this pool, of this view? What's, if that's it, write that down. Yeah. But right now, on a piece of paper, without hesitation, without, if it's stream of consciousness, don't worry about spelling errors, don't worry about punctuation. Write down the one thing that you think is happiness. And if that is a Ferrari, or if that is a, you know, private jet, or if that's owning a horse, or if that is, it doesn't matter what it is. But write the thing down that you think makes you happy. That's your goal. That's your destination. Now work backwards from there and figure out how to get there.
Yeah. That's so true. And I dedicated a whole book to that, writing down your goals, because it's so crucial. All of you guys say it and it really works.
It sounds obvious, because you go, oh, I know what I want. Yeah. But do you? You have to say it, and you have to physically see it.
Yeah. And it's also, I think writing it down is also like, you can lie to yourself in your mind or to someone else, but to write it down, it's almost like having a contract with yourself, right?
That's exactly what it was for me.
And something starts happening. And here, we're in your house that you actually had more than 20 years ago without even knowing it.
Physically,
right?
and mentally pictured this, this exact scenario. So write it down and visualize it and then figure out how to get it.
Yeah.
Because that's the only way you're going to know what makes you happy, is if you have to know what that is. What is that thing?
Yeah.
If you don't know what that is, then you're spinning, you're out in the ocean without a sail. You got no ballast, you know. Yeah. You have no rudder. You need a rudder to go, I got to go this way. Yeah. And then you find out what it is that you love, and then if you're young and you haven't gone through college, then study that. When I found out I could study theater, when I could get a degree in theater, I was like, are you kidding me? Because high school is like, you have to take compulsory classes, you know, trigonometry and math and language and all the stuff that you're like, when am I going to use calculus? But there's some people, calculus is their jam, like numbers, and that's their thing. Then do that and do everything in your life towards that. You know, if you want to fly planes, then surround yourself, find out about avionics and learn about how you're going to start on a Cessna 152 and figure out how you're going to fly a jet one day. Like, there's a way, just surround yourself in the thing that you want to do, and then you'll realize, oh, it's not work. It's studying. It's not school. It actually, you look forward to it. You have to write a paper on a subject that you're interested in. That's an amazing feeling.